Baseball, the best team just got better. The A's already with 66 wins to lead all. Picked up lefty John Lester, yeah, in a trade with Boston for hitter Separatist. Now, this also will make them even stronger with already 66 wins. Well, Central leading Tigers not to be outdone. Yeah, they pulled a three-team trade for lefty Mark Price. It was the W. Dot Sox over the Tigers, each leading the O's, lost to the Angels. Nats up now, game and a half over the A's in the National League East, but they lost to the Phillies 10-6. Reds over the Marlins. Russell Simmons wishes he would have made a baller a rapper. But first, did you hear about this? This could actually derail the Kings' plans to get that title. Word is Kevin Love says he will not sign an extension no matter who he's traded to. Now, this could be somewhat misleading, but you have to look at it from both sides. See, Kevin Love is trying to also cash in on a big deal after the salary cap increases, so he'll get a bigger deal by being a free agent after 2015. But if you look at the flip side, can the Cavs really afford to play this game if they're giving up three number one picks, two current and maybe a future one? So that could actually throw things off a little bit. They may have to get some kind of understanding or agreement from him in writing. Now, this is sad right here. Khloe Kardashian is now blaming Lamar Odom for her brother's drug problem. Is that fair? I mean, come on now. I'm sure Rob did hang out with Lamar a little bit, but are you going to put it all on him?
I didn't know he had a drug problem.
Well, that's according to the reports.
Like,
that's what they're saying.
Wow.
Russell Simmons told TMZ he slipped on Shaquille. He wishes he would have signed Big Shaq back in the day. He called Shaq a dope rapper. Can you believe that? I mean, I never really dug Shaq as an MC. I'm sorry.
Shaqopolis.
That's what it all sounded like to me.
Twism. That's why they need a twism.
That's crazy. Meanwhile, in other news, Big Shaq, rapper Waka Flocka, Freddie reported this. Facing a lawsuit, $25,000 for actually making fun of a fan, but he's actually suffering from a condition, so it's no fun, nothing funny about that at all. And $25,000 is what he's suing for. I say give the guy the money between you and Waka Flocka and the boys. Give it to him. Hey, Keyshawn Johnson, you know, he hasn't caught a pass in a long time, but I'm thinking he still has paper. Right. You know he's getting married, right?
No.
Get this. He and his fiance, they sent out their wedding invites on iPads.
Oh, nice.
Now, that's big time. Now, I'm hoping
only
it was
four people are going to the
wedding. I'm about to say, I'm hoping it was a small wedding because that would certainly set the man back some paper for sure. Now, are you ready?
Yep.
Football is back this weekend.
Yes.
Finally, we get a little piece. The Hall of Fame game going down on Sunday now.
It's not a game.
It's not a game, but you can actually, you know, I'm watching the NFL Network. I'm watching the players do the 7-on-7.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty exciting to me. I think so.
I just wish they'd bring back, Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
And all the teams are scared to do it.
Why?
Because it exposes your squad.
But wasn't it popular? Wasn't it super popular?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, that kind of ended in Miami.
It's kind of intrusive.
Chad Ocho. Speaking of Ocho, he just made his debut with the
what is it, Alouettes, I think?
Yeah,
but I thought he caught a pass a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
He's playing ball now, you know. So maybe Evelyn will take him back.
Somebody tripping.
Is happily engaged. Yeah. New baby.
With Mr. $129 million.
Let Ocho sign 130. She'd be back.